what, be taller than this?
Yeah, I said it should have been taller than this, or maybe be a silking and tossing. It's not doing what it should have done.
How about using the word ought? Would you ever say it ought to be taller, or it belongs to be taller?
I always said it should have been taller. It should be taller than what it is. Now, I don't hardly ever use the word ought to be taller, because that just don't, you know, I don't know why, but to me it just sort of sounds off, something like that does, see.
How would you use that?
I say it should have been taller than what it is. That's what I'd say. I wouldn't say it ought to have been taller. I guess I might be talking backwards, but I say it should have been taller than what it is, because it ain't done what it should have done, you see. And started saying it ought to be taller, and it ain't done what it ought to have done, you see, or so.
Yeah.
I always just say it should have done these things.
Say if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done. And that's what he oughtn't have done. I always say he done something he shouldn't have done, you see.
And say if you had done something that was hard work, you'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was standing around watching you. You tell them later, when you get through, you say, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might.
Yeah. I say, well, look like you should have helped me do that.
Or you might have.
You might have helped me out some here, or you could have helped me out if you'd have tried or something like that. The way I talk to him, you see. If he's a good friend, of course, somebody might get mad, or you don't know very well, it might hurt their feelings. I wouldn't say anything, but if he's a good friend, and I know him real well, I know how he is, I said, man, you could have helped me here if you'd tried, or you should have helped me do this, or we could have got on a whole lot quicker, you know, something like that.
Say if I ask you if you'll be able to do something next week or sometime, you might say, well, I'm not sure I could do it, but I might.
Yeah, I might could, I'd say.
Uh-huh. And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Well, now, it'd have to be owls and things like that.
What different kinds of owls?
Well, they're a horn owl, and then they're just an owl, we call him. Mm-hmm. And then they're a screech owl. He's a little bitty guy. He's not over about 6 inches tall, something like that. Maybe if he's that tall. And we had some of them right out here across the road in a tree. Mm-hmm. And my wife just near dies when one of them starts hollering. Because he goes, ooh, ooh, just like, you know, he's freezing to death or something out there. And she just can't hardly stand to hear him do that. I love to hear him.
What about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
Well, that'd be a skunk. And I saw them not black and white. Say some of them is solid black, and I have seen one or two solid white.
Are they all called skunks?
They're all skunks. They're different. And when you're shipping them, selling their hides, now they got different names for them. Mm-hmm. They're broad stripe, they're narrow stripe, and they're short stripe. See? Mm-hmm. Now they're skunks, it's all black besides two little streaks come back over his head about that long. Mm-hmm. See? And that's a short stripe.
It's about 3 inches long?
Yeah, about 3 inches long. Comes right, just starts right here and comes right back over his head and stops there. And then there's one, it's a broad stripe, comes right up here and broad plumb to the end of his tail. It's white, plumb to the end of his tail. He's a broad stripe. Then they start, them streaks come plumb back. See? Mm-hmm. Goes plumb back to his hips. And that's a narrow stripe. Mm-hmm. See? And that's about all I know about them. Besides this solid black or something like that, see, or solid white, see, albinos when they do that. They're not normal.
What about a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Real what?
A kind of bird that drills holes.
Well, that's a peckerwood. Mm-hmm. Or a woodchuck.
What's the difference?